Warning, this podcast is not safe for work, home, school, kids, pets, anyone or anything that is squeamish, easily offended, or overly religious. You have been warned. Welcome to Rob's Basement.
In this episode, we travel out of the basement into Fort Wayne, Indiana for Winter Fantasy, where we are testing Rob's current project, Punk Apocalyptic. We will return to our normal depravity in a couple of weeks. Enjoy.
All right, so like Demon Lord, we have four tiers of play. We have starting characters, which but instead of having ancestries, we have kind of what's called a shtick. You might be a builder or an awakened or a doctor or a fanatic, so on. Then when you finish your first mission, you get to choose your training, which could be combat training, skill training, or psychic training. So we've got characters divided up by their training groups. Skill training is going to be, we'll explain that later, but yeah. So if you have a preference, skill training is more versatile, combat's more kill things, awaken or psychic is obviously more psychic.
Psychic.
Right? Give me the psychic stat.
Which one has the baby?
Yeah, that's
you're going to have the baby regardless of what you choose.
All right, sweet.
But his name is Jacques Henri.
Where did we find this French baby?
I don't know.
She's sticking with us.
What is he, psychic? I'll take skills.
All right, here's your skill stack.
I'll take the other one.
Here's your combat stack. And once you've made your selection, pass it on.
Ham. Sister Mercy. Dump truck.
Ooh. If you aren't taking that, I'm dump truck.
You're going to take that?
Yeah.
She's a female ganger with combat training.
All right, perfect. I'm all in. Okay, good. Dump truck.
We got it? All right.
Oh, I'm taking kid.
I'm glad you chose kid. He's my favorite. I rolled him completely randomly.
Nice.
We'll go over the sheets just a second real quick. All right. We'll keep Wubba Lubba in case somebody else shows up late. All right, so let's go over your character sheets real quick. We have your name at the very top. We have your gender. If you want to play a different gender or no gender, feel free to change it. Your next bit is your shtick. And then you have your training option. After your third mission, you would choose an expert path thing, and again, a master path, just like Demon Lord. You'll notice if all of you are familiar with Demon Lord, the numbers are reversed as far as how we present them. The first number is the number you add to your D20 roll. It's called your active score, and you have a passive score, which is the parenthetical. Health and healing rate work the same way they work at Demon Lord. Defense works just like it does in Demon Lord. Perception also works just like it does in Demon Lord. Damage, health determines how much damage you can take. Trauma is, sanity tells you how much trauma you can take. And mutagen is I'm stumbling through an area of radioactive wasteland and crazy stuff happens to me. You get mutations from that. You'll notice there are three boxes called you're fucked. Every once in a while, you might get fucked in the game. Now, you could get fucked in the game by taking damage equal to your health. Once that happens, you fall over, and then you are rolling, you're fighting death and trying not to get fucked. When you have one box, you become fatigued. When you have two boxes, you're then impaired. And when you have three boxes, you're dead, or your base character is basically unplayable. So you could become fucked if your trauma equals your sanity and you're making those rolls, and then you check off a box, and that means by the time that you hit three boxes, you're just Looney Tunes, and there's no coming back from that. When you rest, you uncheck one box. All right, skills and languages. Skills are like professions in Demon Lord. They add a boon to your rolls, any rolls of any attribute that would pertain to those skills. Those of you who are psychics, you have psychic energy. It's a pool of points that you use to spend. You spend to use your psychic powers, which we'll cover in a moment. You have some traits that should tell you exactly what they do. Your stuff is just your stuff your character has. All right, so you have a bunch of currency here. You have bullets, food, water, meds, fuel, and salvage. Bullets are the gold piece of this game. It doesn't matter what kind of firearm you're using. When you fire it, you spend one bullet to do so. We don't worry about reloading. We don't worry about clips. We don't worry about any of that stuff. You're just burning your gold pieces every time you shoot. You can buy food, water, meds, and fuel and salvage using bullets as currency, or you can trade between. Food, it could be any type of thing that would sustain you, that would allow you to make a normal size poop. And water is anything that would sustain you on the thirst front, That could be beer. It could be beer. It could also be beer. And then you have meds, which could be bottles of aspirin to syringes full of mysterious drugs. Fuel is doesn't matter, diesel, regular fuel, and salvage is just the junk you find in the world. Now, in the full game, we'll have salvage. We'll have big tables for salvage, what that piece might be, just so you can have for flavor purposes. But right now, electrical, mechanical, whatever, it's salvage is salvage. You use salvage to smoosh together and make items that you might need. And you need one piece of salvage for every 5 bullets of its price and equipment risk. You can typically only build stuff during a mission that you can hold in 2 hands. So if you want to make a big fucking gun, you could do that, but it's going to cost you like 45 bullets to get that gun, so you would need 9 pieces of salvage to make it, and you make a roll. Does that make sense so far? Okay. We have weapons. Typically, weapons are going to be light weapon, heavy weapon, hand weapon, but I think I've named them all for you. Don't worry too much about those. Remember, if you have a firearm, like an automatic rifle or a pistol, you burn your bullets when you fire it. Special activities, that's there. Your role-playing details, I'll tell you there. And then you have psychic powers. How many of you are playing a psychic? Just show of hands. Just one? Two? Two psychics. All right. You're going to see if you have the current name for the psychic power, the psychic energy cost. You have range, target, and duration. And you also have an augment. So if you can burn the, like say for example, I fire off hallucinate for 1 psychic energy, that would reduce my pool of psychic energy down to 5. But if I want to augment it, I can choose 2 more targets by spending 1 more point of psychic energy. You might also see 20 or higher or 0 or less. Those are for if to make a roll. And if your roll is 20 or higher, doesn't matter if you beat the target number of 5 or not. You get the extra effect. However, you have the drawback of 0 or less. All right. Any questions so far?
I have 2. So where it says included for like vicious or weapon training, that's on
it's
my stat.
It's already figured out.
And is my knife really 1d6 plus 11, or is that a
that's
typo?
A typo.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, it would. I just want to make sure.
These were done very quickly, so bear with me. They're
probably 1d6 plus 1.
Yeah. Because normally it's a light weapon, does a d6, which are with vicious. With Sid Vicious, you get a little bit extra.
Yep, got it.
Or it could be 1d6 plus 11 minus 10 damage.
Whoa.
That is deep. All right, so a couple other things we have. This game doesn't use a grid at all. We use areas. And areas are typically 30 feet by 30 feet, but they can be any size. Areas typically have traits, so they might be cramped, which means there's only so many people that can fit in them. They can be fucked, which means that if you move into the area, there's a risk of falling down. There are also fucked up borders. There are open borders and closed borders. We're not going to get too much into that, but if we need to draw it out, it just gives you an idea of how everything works. Now, the reason for bringing this up is that areas, if you throw a grenade and as an area attack, everything in that area takes that damage and mitigates the damage with a roll. Similarly, if you go on a full auto into an area, you're gunning down everyone in there. And so we don't worry about how many people are in or whatever. It's just everybody in the area is subject to the attack. Make sense? Fortune. You guys have a pool of fortune points, which is equal to the number of players, which is 5, plus the number of missions you've completed, so that's 7 fortune. Now, fortune works like this. Whenever anybody makes a roll, you can say, I would like to spend fortune. When you spend the fortune, you have to do it before the roll's made. It gives you... Right, so it doesn't actually do anything to the roll itself. You still make the roll as normal. If you get a success... The fortune makes it a greater success, which means that you get an extra D6 damage, or I give you more information if you're trying to find something. If you get a failure and you spend fortune on it, then it gives you a boon on the next roll you make to perform the same task. So say, for example, you're going to attack Ben's character, and Ben says, I like damage. I spend a fortune for that to happen. You'd make your roll as normal. If you get a success, you do a D6 extra damage to him. If you failed, next round, you would get an extra boon on your roll. Okay. That makes sense?
Yeah.
All right.
Does that fortune ever come back? Or?
Nope. Once per mission.
Okay.
And I think that is basically it. So let's take a moment, hold hands, and pray. Now, tell me who you're playing.
I'm playing Madden Melvin. I'm very tall, 7 feet 9 inches. I'm very attractive. I've got a crown of thorns coming out of my head, a crown of spikes coming out of my head. I don't say much. That's about it, I guess.
I'm playing Geek.
I am a goddamn monster, according to my sheet here. And it hurts to look at me. I'm missing a left leg, which is replaced with a peg leg. And my eyes are on top of stalks on top of my head.
Huh. That's a mutation, right?
Yes.
Just checking.
Yep.
I mean, you
also
could
like fire.
Pull them out.
Okay. All right. I'm dump truck. I've got a leather jacket. I'm pretty big. I sweat a lot. I got a bicycle chain that I like to twirl around. You don't want me to hit you with it.
Nice. I am Madam Toast. I'm wearing camouflage fatigues and combat boots. And I carry around a baby with me.
Named?
Jean-Henri.
Jacques-Henri.
Jacques-Henri. Who I think is the resurrected savior of the world.
Ongoing theme, I like it. All right.
Every game. I am playing the kid. I am the height of a 3-year-old, but I weigh the same as a 10-year-old. Just according to this. But it's all muscle. He always walks on the balls of his feet. But he's kind of quiet.
That annoys him.
All right. So the premises game is that at some point in the near future, the world was going to shit. And so the wealthiest people decided to build these megalopoli that would be used to preserve humanity. At least that was their excuse. What it turned out was they selected the people who got to move in to these giant mega cities, and everybody else was forced to live in the wastelands. And they fought, and in order to keep the people at bay, they used nuclear weapons and biological weapons and all sorts of other terrible things to kind of crush the rest of the dregs of humanity that were not needed. So most of the world has turned into just a savage, brutal wasteland that's filled with rubble and junk and garbage, and populated by weird mutants, the Fifth Reich, which are these neo-Nazis that hate mutants. There are junkers and gangers and all sorts of other things running around. And the world is one giant separating shit. And that's the way it is right now. Now, you guys have... you found a van in your previous mission. It's a big green van. It's got a pink stripe along the side. It smells very much of dog on the interior. Now, it has... you have one donut tire because you were not able to find a tire to fit the wheel. And the engine sputters a lot and makes a lot of crapping noises out of the back when it tries to shift its gears. It cannot go in reverse. It's missing one window on the right side, and there is an old urine-soaked mattress in the back. And you guys are chugging along down a country road. Now, you can see that you're far enough away from the blast crater of, which is where you probably found you, where a small tech nuke went off and destroyed the countryside all around. But you're far enough away from that you're starting to see evidence that there is some life, a little bit of life, where you're going. Now, you're going down this country road, and a lot of the undergrowth is kind of reaching out across. It's covered in debris, and you're having to take it kind of slow because it's cracked and pitted, and there are bodies here and there and fallen tree limbs. But as you're going...
Who's driving?
Yes, who is driving?
John.
The kid?
I can't reach the pedals. No.
I think I'm probably a decent driver.
Wait, what kind of car was it?
It's a van.
It's a van.
So, yeah, you can fit that pretty good.
Yep. You cut the seat all the way back.
It's a big fucking conversion van.
Yeah.
All right, you're getting low on... Now, you all have some fuel on you, but your engine is starting to make some sputtering noise. It looks like the gauge says you've got at least a quarter of a tank left. So there's a weird knocking noise coming from the engine. And you're seeing blue smoke coming out of the tailpipe.
Oh. I think we're gonna need to pull over at some point here. Just keep going for now.
Yeah, keep going.
I mean, as long as it's moving, we gotta keep going.
All right. So your car is slowing on its own as you're making your way.
Put on the gas.
I'm trying.
You round a corner and you see, and you're just as the engine's about to die, and it's making this awful noise coming from whatever's going wrong with it. You're rounding the corner. You see there's an old gas station about maybe 300 feet up the road. You can see it's ahead. It's got an overhang over the pumps. Pumps are all gone, of course. But the overhang is rusting, and there's broken glass all over the ground underneath it. There's a rusted out hulk of a car that's sitting on no tires at all. All the glass looks like it had broken in, but there's also a convenience store-ish kind of thing off behind the pumps.
Coasted take a look. There. Yeah, coasted in there.
All right.
I say we check it out.
All right. It's making weird noises continue as it's going, then finally dies, and you're coast along, and you guys get to about 100 feet away before it comes to a stop.
Well, shit. I guess get out, pop the hood.
All right. You pop the hood, and you see that your fix for the oil cap, which is really just stuffing a paper bag into it, is finally not it's no longer working, and that the engine seems to be fully out of oil.
I told you it wasn't going to work.
I'm just a kid.
You said you've seen it done before.
I have seen it done before, and it worked for the past 2 days.
Well, maybe there's an oil cap in here. It's some oil.
Maybe the car has something that we could use.
Maybe.
Yeah, there might be oil in the engine. That car. Do we know how to change oil?
No, this is the first car I've ever owned.
Yeah. Maybe. I think I've seen it once.
Yeah, let's check it out.
So, yeah, let's go check out this other car.
All right, give me a perception roll with one bane.
Perception.
16.
Oh, no.
18.
All right, you two, as you're getting out of the van and looking around, you both hear a very faint noise coming from the direction of the building. Maybe like something got tipped over, crashed the ground, maybe. You finally... Okay, that's why he's my favorite.
Yeah.
You hear some noise and commotion coming from inside of the building ahead. The wind's blowing through the trees. Some leaves fall to the ground. It's autumn. No signs of any animal life or anything like that.
Something's in there. We should check it out.
Yeah, we're not alone here.
There are five of us.
Yeah. But the five of us are not only the...
Well, technically, there's six of us.
Wait.
Oh, right. I forgot about shotgun. Yeah.
The baby.
The baby just shakes his hands.
Well, what's the baby think we should do?
I'll hold up the baby by the back and point it at the building. And then it points, so we should go in. Check out what's going on.
Wait, we're taking direction from the baby?
Yeah. Baby knows what's going on.
So the kid's going to climb back into the van, and then he comes back out. He's got an axe across his back, and a pistol, for some reason, and a big dagger. It's like, all right, let's go.
Kid, you're all kinds of special.
Thanks.
I'll pull my pistol and start walking towards the station.
Okay, about 100. You cross that last 100 feet pretty easily. And now you're standing, the first of you, whoever was up front, maybe it's a baby, maybe it's Jacques Henry, he's leading the way.
Yeah, he's leading the way.
gets to the edge of the parking lot. You see that grass has grown really tall all the way around it. Trees of the forest are kind of encroaching on the place. As I described, the car, which is a Nissan Sentra, is really poor shape. One of the doors has been ripped off and it's hanging on the ground next to it. The car is sitting on its rims. The tires have rotted away. The gas cap is open. The engine, or the hood, is closed. But a lot of the glass in the windows are cracked or broken in. Underneath the overhang, you see that the pumps have all been torn off. They're just the stems. Below, or sticking up from the ground, and you see the building that's off behind it. As you're kind of getting in there, you also see there is a sign that has a road sign that says Fester 5 miles. If you can read.
Nope.
There's a sign. It says something.
I think Fester's in 5 miles.
What's that?
I don't know. Probably a city, I'm
like
guessing.
A town.
Didn't you guys say you heard a sound?
There's something up in there.
Inside.
I'm going to go maybe a door or a...
Oh, right. Okay, so there's a big glass with a big open glass window that's been shattered. And you see there's some racks of, like a magazine rack that's in front of it. Or rather facing it. Magazines are all water damaged. There is a glass door that's been shattered as well, but the bar is still intact across the middle. And then there is a counter and you see that there are a couple of glass coolers closures in the back, and the door off to the side.
You said there's a sound in there?
In there.
I'm on it. And I'm going to pull the axe off my back and just walk towards the building.
All right, kid's going towards
or
the building.
Toddle, really.
I'm. Geek's going to follow because he just enjoys watching Kid at work.
Yeah. That's fair.
All right. I'm gonna
cover them with Jock.
Is that kid going to do? Spit up on him?
Yep.
Well, you'll see.
It's happened before.
Sometimes he looks very serious.
Yeah.
All right. Dump truck will be right up front, too.
I'll follow up.
All right. So you go. Kid goes in first. You get to the door. You don't have to actually push it open. You can just walk right underneath the push bar. And you go inside. The first thing that strikes you is the smell of sour milk and rotting food. And you hear coming from back in the back, somewhere maybe behind those glass enclosures, what would be the coolers, some noise, something moving around.
Yeah, you're right. There's something back here.
I told you there was.
Hey, anybody here?
You call out into the shop. And you see coming up to the glass six faces. They're all twisted and distorted, and they're all ugly as fuck. One guy has a head that's kind of shaped like a turtle head. Another guy has a giant cleft that goes down to the center, face pushed out to the sides. You see another face that looks like ground beef with eyeballs positioned randomly into the surface. And the other ones are even weirder, and they're all in the back.
Hey, Geek, it's your family.
Oh, they're cute. Can we keep them?
They all kind of look out, and they start moving.
Moving.
In, back into the darkness of the coolers.
Cool, maybe they have a gas cap.
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Door slams open behind the wall.
Like, into where we are or away from?
You can't see what's going on, but a door open, you hear a door slam again.
We should ask them before they leave.
Yeah. Hey, you got a gas cap in there?
Call out, and in answer, the six of these horrific mutants come boiling out through the employee entrance door, and they are as ugly physically as they are facially, and they're carrying a variety of weird weapons. One guy has got a petrified baby in a hand attached to a rope, swings it in his hands. The other guy's carrying looks like a baby crib. And it's just like, you come in, and they're all just surging towards you. Fast turns.
So I'll take that as a no.
Yeah.
Fast turns, eh?
Yeah.
Stone baby.
I shoot.
Yeah.
Crib. Lobster man. Sphincter face.
If you're going to shoot him before I get up there and start swinging my axe at him.
Meat boy.
Meat boy.
And engorge phallus. All right.
That's that guy looks totally normal, except he always has a raging erection.
Yeah.
That's his mutation. He forgot to call his doctor.
I will shoot at Stone Boy.
Stone Baby? Baby. All right, he's got that rope. He's swinging the fetus. And it's not like a little one. This is a gigantic fetus.
So with my expertise, I can use it on any role. So.
Yep. All right. And then you have... Because expertise also has stuff that pops you from skills, too.
Right.
It's like trickery, but...
Gotcha. And I can move. So I will shoot.
Fire away.
9, 10.
Right on the nose. All right, you clip him and give me some damage.
What am I? 1d6 plus 3, so 9 points of damage.
All right, he's because you injured him, he gets one trauma for that fun and becomes frightened for one round. He also, the bullet catches him right in the guts. He almost loses grip on a stone baby, but he's waddling around. Blood's pouring out of the wound, and he's kind of making little farting noises from his nether regions.
So I'll scream out, "No, Jacques, don't do it!" And then flames are going to leap out of the baby and hit the targets in an area.
Sweet! Sure! Alright, so it's flamethrower effect?
Yeah, it's the flame blast, so...
Gotcha. So, you're all in the same area, so the flames will cover everything. So you... And Jacques-Henri calls down the power of heaven. Fire comes pouring out of its body. All of you are watched with flame. Give me the damage, we all have to make a roll.
Two.
So everybody takes two or one. One if you get a success in the agility roll.
Missed it. One.
So one.
Stone baby falls to the ground dead.
Damn it, Jacques-Henri.
So
Sometimes he just gets out of control.
Sometimes.
Did you forget to burp him again?
This is why they call you Madam Toast, huh?
Yeah.
The engorged phallus made his roll. All right. Anybody else going in fast? Once, twice.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I'm going to charge forward with my axe.
All right. Who you go for?
You said there was Meat Boy, right? He looks like somebody that I knew once, so I'm going for him.
What did I say?
You're the one that wrote it down.
I know.
Crap.
Clap.
Crib.
Clap.
Crib. Crib. He's a crib guy with the. Yeah. All right.
So I'm charging. Does that give me a bane?
It does give you a bane. You leap forward to kill.
Okay. So
Meat Boy is there braced, and he's got a nice selection of Ginsu blades in his hands. Oh, hell, Satan.
That is a 21.
All day long.
Do I get
Forceful Strike?
I do get that because I have Forceful Strike. Right. Wow, 5.
All right, so you come swing with that axe, catches Meat Boy in the meat part of his body, which is all of it, and it spurts some gore, and he starts making a chuffing noise in response to your aggressive move. Any other fast turns?
Yeah, I'm going to raise my hand up in the air, and a little ball of fire appears in it, and I'm going to throw it at Engorged Penis, or Phallus. Sorry, Engorged Phallus.
Engorged
his
Penis
name.
Is his father.
Yeah.
Right.
His son, little cocky.
So that's going to be roll agility against target's agility. It's probably not going to do it. 10,
right on the nose.
All right.
Engorged Phallus is burned again.
So he takes 1d6 damage. It's a 3.
All right. He is. Alright, he's hurting, but he's not injured yet. Alright, I think everybody's gone. So it's my turn. Now, you shot, you ran up there to fight, you threw, you blasted, and you've not yet gone.
Yeah.
Alright, so you're waiting real slow?
Yes.
Okay. So my guys are going to do a mixture of charge and maul. So these guys, we've got Meat Boy and Engorged Phallus are going to attack Kid. The rest of these three are going to lurch forward and mess with you guys. We'll start with you. Kid. That is a miss. That is a miss. That was all I had. All right, so we have three of these guys. No, what they're going to do... Yeah, they're going to do it. All right, so Crip Boy is coming for you. He's got his crib in hand. He's like, get into your crib!
I outgrew that.
Oh, way!
You are in a crib.
You are in a crib.
Take 5 damage as he smashes the crib over your head. let's see. Let me know when you become injured. And injured again is half your health.
I am injured.
All right, gain 1 trauma. All righty then. Yes, we have 2 more. We have Lobster Man. Coming for you. All right, he comes lurching forward with his clipper claws. And that is a 13 against your defense.
That'll hit.
All right. Satan favors you for 3 damage. And then, not to leave you guys out, Sphincter Face comes sucking towards one of you two. Call it high or low.
Low.
Congratulations! You're the target! For a defense of 11.
That just hits.
All right. Sphincter Face attacks you with his blender, and it's on somehow. It's the battery, the cord is running to a battery pack that he has in the back. He's trying to get the baby, but you only take 2 damage.
Okay.
All right, so that brings 2 slow turns.
All right, well, I'll step over and whip my chain at Sphincter Face.
Yeah!
All right, so I get 15, 16, 17.
17 all day long, all day strong. Give me some damage.
All right. So that's the bicycle chain, 6 damage.
All right, bicycle chain at Sphincter Face. He gets 1 trauma because he's now injured as well. All right, so he gets whipped across the face. Something foul and unspeakable comes leaking out of the gaping wound that then snaps shut again. We're back to use fast turn.
Oh, wait, I forgot my battle cry. Shit, I'll do next turn. Yeah.
Yes, I have a question. So, dual wielding in this, how does it work again?
You can do attack 1 charge or 2. If you attack 1 charge, you make the attack roll 2 banes. But if you do get a success, you add the damage die for your offhand weapon to your primary attack.
Okay.
If you do 2 targets, you make 2 attack rolls. You make a roll to attack each target separately with 2 banes.
Okay. Good to know.
I'm going to hit sphincter face again.
All right, he...
Yeah, you like that? 7, 9, 10, 11.
11 is enough to hit him. I think he'll take him out, too.
5 more damage.
All right, sphincter face goes down like a sack of tears.
Yeah, fuck you!
And then...
That's my battle cry.
That's your battle cry. Yeah, nice. Fitting. Right. Very fitting.
I will pull out my combat knife and stab Lobster.
All right, Lobster Boy.
17.
17, yes.
5 points of damage.
All right, he is now one. He is now traumatized from his injury. All right, anybody else going to go in fast?
Yep.
Go on, yes.
I'm still going after Meat Boy.
Okay.
Because we've got a thing. I'm pulling out my knife with my left hand, and then I'm going to go like this, swinging for his torso with the axe and his groin with the knife. So I reduced the Banes from 2 to 1, and then I have 1, so they just cancel out.
Oh, glorious!
God damn it.
Still enough. With a satisfying crunching noise, the axe falls and hits the side of this guy, folding in his body, and the blade finds his groin, which does seem to quiver and twist to get out of the way, but goes in, and you drive it up into the guts, and when you pull it out, it's like sawing the bottom of a cup of coffee. All his entrails just go plopping onto the floor. And he stands there gaping with his meat face, twisted diffusion, and then falls over and dies. All right. Nicely done, kid. We have Crib Man, Lobster Boy, and Engorge Phallus left. Anybody else taking a fast turn?
So Crib just hit me in the face with a crib.
He did.
So I'm going to hit him back with my hammer. For a 15.
Love it.
So that's going to be 2 damage.
All right, Crib Boy is nonplussed. Anybody else going on fast? Once, twice, 3 times. Lady, if not, we're going to go. So we have Lobster Boy, Crib Boy, and a Gorge Phallus on you. Is that right?
No
Gorge Phallus was on...
On him.
Yes, right. Gorge Phallus like, you killed my brother! 16.
Yep.
2 damage. All right, and then Lobster Boy, we have on you 2. Yep. On you, that's 20.
Yep.
For 3 damage.
Are
you traumatized?
Nope, I am.
And it's a miss on you.
Yay.
All right, good job. Slow turns.
I'll move up to Plumpy Phallus over there.
Okay.
Take a swing.
Plumpy Phallus.
That was his brother. He's Engorged Phallus.
Oh, no, that'll miss.
All right, the Phallus apparently too engorged.
Right.
It's distracting.
Well, Engorged is their surname. It's kind of like an Eastern naming thing.
Right.
So it's Engorged Phallus, penis, and cotton monkey.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, that takes the end of the round. Anybody else? It was down, so we're back to you. Fast turn.
I will stab Lobster Boy again.
Yes, do it!
18?
Yes.
1 point.
Lobster Boy is still around.
Dang it.
Anybody else going fast?
I'm going to keep swinging at Crib Guy with my hammer.
Yes!
17 will hit. 4 damage.
All right.
Oh, 5 damage, sorry.
He's weebling. He's wobbling.
Am I close enough to these guys?
Sure. We're all the same area. We don't worry about it. All
right, yeah. So I'll go after Lobster Boy. 17.
17. All right. You got him. And he probably drops.
And the bike chain does 8 damage.
Yeah, he's very dead. At least with Crib Boy and Engorge Phallus.
Yeah, I'll take a swing at Engorge. It's 10.
On the nose.
Okay, 2 damage. Or 3 damage.
Okay.
Still there.
Yeah.
All right, this time we're going to just an X, straight for the hamstring on Engorged Phallus. But, my 10, I'm at sitting at 8 plus 2, that's 10.
That's a hit.
4-6 damage.
All right, so you want to go for the tendon, is that what you said? All right,
sure.
You take him, you hit the tendon, it does sever it. It goes zigzagging up the back of his leg, he starts screaming, and he stumbles, falls face first into the edge of a rack, where he then pales himself on the forehead, and he promptly voids his bowels and is no longer engorged. All right, that leaves Crib Boy as the only one left around. He's going to try to run away. Now, he's going to run away from what's called a hostile area because there are enemies in it, which would be you guys. So normally what happens is that when you try to leave a hostile area without retreating, you make an agility roll, which he's going to do. If he gets a failure, he takes 1d6 damage plus 1 for every opponent that outnumbers his side. Which in this case would be 5, because you all pile on him.
6.
Fails.
Chuck
Henry is distracted. He's looking for his thing.
Thank
you. So somebody roll a d6 and add 5 to it.
9.
All right, you destroy Triboy as he's trying to get away from the area, and they're all dead. Their weapons clattering.
We just wanted a gas cap, guys.
Hey, Madam Toast, I have a crib for your baby.
Oh, sweet. Let's put it in the van.
All right.
So you guys look for the gas can. I'm going to go out back and make sure there aren't any other people out there.
Sounds good. I'll go through the employee entrance to see what's over there.
All right.
I actually walk out the front door and around the building.
It's blood just dripping from your weapons?
Yep.
All right.
Sweet.
On the balls of your feet.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like it's more of a bounce than a walk, but yeah.
And I'll head out and check the ruined car and see if there's anything.
All right, so you're going to loot the ruined car. You guys are looting the interior?
Yeah.
And you're checking the back?
Yeah.
Okay. Just to kind of help us out, the back is a separate area.
Okay.
And obviously the other zones are also separate areas. All right, so we'll do you one at a time. All right, so the people that are tossing the room, one of you roll, one of you grant a boon.
I'll roll. Go for it.
There you go. 23.
All right, you look around. You find an oil cap, bizarrely. You also find... One unit of food that's still edible that somebody overlooked. It's an old Twinkie, 50 years old. And you find 6 cans of beer. Strohs.
Right.
Fire and ice.
Nice.
No wonder they got left.
Yep. There's only 5.
Okay.
Because I just shotgun one.
Of course. What? All right, so that's what you do in there. You don't find anything else that's really interesting here. Yes, obviously, there's no fuel or no other bits, and there's really nothing that you would qualify as salvage. You head to the back, and it's dark back here. It's really dark because there's no power, and there is no windows either. You test the light switch if you wish, and nothing happens. You see the door that you do with in the gloominess from the bit of light that's shining from the front of this building. You can see that the door they burst out of goes back into the cooler area. You also see that there is another door on the opposite side, which is a unisex restroom. Door stands ajar. The handle is brass and all pitted and corroded, and it has black goo all around the handle. Human grease has been built up for years.
Nice. I look back into the main room and I say, does anybody have a flashlight?
Everybody got a light? String of Christmas lights.
No.
Battery pack. The guy's using a blender. Oh, yeah. You hook them up to the blender.
You sure can.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's got and that battery pack has enough juice in it for the rest of the event, the rest of the mission.
Okay, nice. Sweet.
Nice. Let's go look back there.
All right, let's go. Here.
So you and Jacques Henri and Mad Melvin, make your you get the Christmas lights. Which way are you going to go?
So festive back there, guys.
I guess we'll look into the bathroom.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
All right, so you push the door open with the Christmas lights giving you red, green, blue, and yellows, all giving this kind of mottled look as it's shining in the room. You dimly see that there is the filthiest toilet in Tennessee. There is also a urinal right next to it, but it's mostly shattered. There's a pipe from which rusting water is dribbling. There is a mound of fecal matter in the bowl. This one is also unwisely has a tank instead of just... Yeah, there's a tank. It's still covered.
Still covered.
There's a mirror scratched that says Satan loves you, and there's also a sink. Trash cans, crumpled up papers on the floor. Scuttling cockroaches. Giant quivering mound of fecal.
Here's a stick. Go through the pile if you want.
I thought Dragon Ryu would want to do that. I'll look in the toilet.
All right, we'll come back to you. All right.
Don't be gross.
So, dumb truck, you head out the front. Yep. Spatter with blood from the carnage that you just helped bring about.
Pretty awesome.
And you are now standing in front of this place. You see that Nissan Sentra. It was once silver, largely rust now and banged up. You can see through the open front window, which is all shattered and cracked. There's a steering wheel and there are a couple and two seats in the back seat. Door on the right side is hanging off.
Well, I'm going to see if I can pop the trunk.
All right. You go around to the front side and you pull the door open, no problem. You pull the lever. Let's see if fate has favored you. On a 1, you'll have to find another way. Pops.
Go back around, open it up, see what I see.
All right. You take a, take a look inside, and you see the withered remains of what apparently was maybe a hooker. The only reason why you think it was a hooker, she's got bright pink fingernail polish. And it's this mummified remains. It's pretty horrifying, so give me a will roll.
Roll. All right. So that's a 7.
Give yourself one trauma for your trouble.
Ah, dead hookers.
You see the arms are duct taped together, and so are the ankles.
I walk up behind him, and I unroll some expired condoms and say, if you're going to do anything, you might want these.
But what is she going to do with them?
I'm a chick. Come on.
Oh. Oh, you are a chick. He can't tell.
I don't. You all look the same to me.
She had
that? Huh? You yeah, I have those in my stuff.
Yeah. Right. He said she has brightly painted fingernails. Yeah.
All right, and you're walking around the building, uh-huh. and you go all the way around, and once you hit the side, there's a lot of underbrush, so we would call this a fucked area.
Okay.
So give me, you could just cut your way through it, you can either move through it very slowly, or you could just do that.
Okay, that's what I'm going to do.
All right, so you move slowly, you're pushing your way through the vines and bushes. Finally, you're around to the back, and you see there are a tipped over trash can. That's the contents have been strewn about. There's also some boxes, and there's that's pretty much it. Also, maybe an air conditioner unit that's intact.
Okay.
Sort of.
So what I want to do is drop to the ground and just kind of start rolling around to get some of this blood off my skin.
Okay. Let's see if there's poison ivy there.
Yeah.
No, you're good.
And then I'm gonna do something else.
Okay. All right. So back to your compatriot is gone. For a pause for one moment on you. Back to the car.
Well, I don't want anything to do with the dead hooker trunk. Let's see if I can pop the hood and see if there's anything I can steal from the. No.
All right. So you pull on that lever and it just snaps. The wire snaps.
I just toss it and. I'm not too interested in this car anymore, you know, the hooker kind of, the mummified corpse. I'm just going to head back inside.
Okay, all right, no problem. All right, so let's say that Jacques Henri needs changing. So you're going to, so how are you attacking this toilet?
So is this the toilet with all of the shit in?
There's just one toilet.
All right.
Giant mound. Like the last person to use it had to have hovered.
I will, I put my gun away and just kind of like try to get off to the side of it.
All right.
Just gonna reach over, grab the top of the toilet.
All right. You take the lid of the toilet and give me an agility roll to see if you can maintain your balance. You're trying not to. All right.
That's enough.
All right. So you're trying to get this and for the kids at home, that was a one. And you start juggling it, and then unfortunately you fall and face plant into the bowl, and the lid crashes to the floor and shatters.
I throw up.
Oh, you lift up and you throw up to fill up your bowl, and it's like an egg in a basket.
Well, I'm here now.
Shit. And there are all sorts of things wriggling in the mess.
All right. I try to clean myself up as much as possible while I'm doing it. Look in the bowl, or not in the bowl, in the back tank? Of the tank.
See all right. There's no water in it. Well, there actually is. There is a mason jar full of rusty water in order to not spend so much water.
Uh-huh.
And there's also a plastic-wrapped bag of some sort of powdery, white powdery substance that's just sitting in the back.
Oh, maybe this was worth it then.
All that shit in my face, but it was totally worth it.
Yeah. Now we can be hot. I will pull the bag out and in the jar.
All right.
Try to wash myself off.
All right, so it's rusty, nasty, filthy, sulfurous water, but it still is better.
Better than shit.
Better than the fecal mask that you gave yourself. You get what you think is most of it off and using the mirror and the Christmas lights to kind of light this up. You can think you've got most of it. Although, periodically for the rest of the adventure, I'm guaranteed to give you more moments to...
All right, find some more.
All right. Yeah, are you eating shit again, Melvin?
It was only one time.
Two times now.
This is on accident.
Kid comes back around the front, eyes suspiciously red.
Smells very earthy.
Very, very earthy. Covered in twigs and sticks.
But not as much blood.
You're clean. I cleaned up a little bit.
I mean, my pants are still covered in blood, but my skin on my torso, where I have no clothes.
Well, once they come out of here, I want to look in that the little bag.
All right, so you start unwrapping the plastic, and you see that there are four pouches of white powder.
And then you hear from behind you, is that food?
Probably not.
Damn.
I smell some.
All right,
strongly.
No, it's not food.
You sniff a big, big, big dose of medicine, and you heal damage equal to your healing rate.
Yes.
Cocaine is a terrible drug. All right, a hell of a drug. Yes. After about a few minutes, something will happen to you.
Something.
6 minutes later. Woo! But you're feeling good. You're feeling pretty invincible.
All right, let's go look at the rest of this place.
Was there any food? Hey, did you guys see any food?
Found some.
I got a can of beets.
Yeah, I got a candy bar. Oh, no. I found it.
What did
we're
you find
all
out there?
Part of the van.
All right. There was nothing out there.
I will split it up later.
But can we split it up now?
It's got the munchies.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Here's your portion.
And he'll take this candy bar and eat it, and he just stares you in the eyes as he eats it. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Is there more?
No.
Okay.
We're all out.
Cool. I want to find some more food.
Let's go in the back. Let's keep going.
Okay.
All right, so you go, Christmas lights, Jacques Henri, and Mad Melvin go into the cooler section, where you find there are a lot of cardboard boxes that have all kind of collapsed and rotted away. There are a couple glass bottles filled with suspicious liquids. You also see a row of bulging plastic gallon jugs filled with separated with fluid, where it's kind of a brownish yellow at the bottom and then pus at the top. Lining down a row, making a whole row down to the front of the broken glass door. There are three in a row.
Three in a row. I'm not going to open those.
A couple of dented cans of beer, maybe soda bottles. Most of this place has been ransacked.
Right.
And the bottles of suspicious liquid.
There's suspicious. No, is there anything else?
Is there any oil in here?
You don't see any oil in the cooler now.
It's cool. Separate. All right. Is there like a garage here?
No.
Did you guys find any food in there?
Something. I think so. Come check it out.
I'll come check it out.
Yeah. Check out what's in those bottles.
That looks kind of gross.
Could be food though.
Is it oily?
Some food's gross.
I can't reach that high, though.
Lower one down to you.
All right, you touch it. As soon as you put your hands on it, it starts to tremble.
Oh, yeah. And put it back.
All right, it just trembles a bit.
Okay.
Like it's straining at the top.
So I still haven't brought it down or anything, but, like, I'm holding on to it, and it's trembling without me picking it up.
Once you touched it the first time, it was trembling, and you see the lid is straining. It's bubbling out. And then it stops.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we don't want to eat those. So.
Okay.
I don't know.
Was there any food in that car?
Sure. Depends what you like to eat, I guess. I don't know. I haven't been out to the car.
Food.
Go check it out.
Okay.
Did anybody find an oil cap?
You did.
Yeah, we did.
But we need oil.
Well, maybe at this point, dump truck wanders back in and says, couldn't get into the engine of that car. Broken lever, dead hooker in the trunk.
Does a dead hooker have any food?
I don't know. It reminded me too much of Mom, and I you know... I'm not going back out there.
Well, let's go back. Let's go look at the car. See if I can get into there.
I bet if we all work together, we could pop this hood.
Yeah.
All right. How are you doing?
Fireman's axe.
Didn't somebody say that? I have a
hammer.
A hammer.
I can make a crowbar.
Make a crowbar?
Yeah. So I'll reach into Jacques' diaper and pull out a crowbar.
Jacques Henri giggles. Right. You have a crowbar.
All right, I'll try to open up this the hood.
All right, you manage to pry it open, and the hood eventually pops.
Cool.
It makes a horrific screeching noise as you lift it up.
Can I figure out how to get some oil out of here?
Well, you startle a family of five mice who all scatter.
Nice. The knife.
You skewer one of the mice. He dies in a very Pee Wee Herman way. And then does anybody have any kind of maker or mechanic?
I have maker.
Maker.
But that's it.
Give me an intellect roll. You can use your boon from your skill.
I just have expertise.
Hey, that's a 23.
Yeah, you think you can figure out how to extract any oil there's any left.
Yeah, I'll suck it out and spit it into the van.
Nice.
What if we empty one of those jugs inside and get spit into there?
We could just push the van closer.
Could do that.
I'm just a kid.
We gotta have some.
I don't even know what a hooker is.
Our water's in that we could use. I mean,
well,
it might be better than your mouth. Maybe.
There are plenty of containers.
There's some empty bottles in there. We saw in the refrigerator. So
yeah, there we go. Tubes? Any hoses of any kind?
Here, we can use this. And I pop open another beer and chug it and hand it to Kid.
There you go.
An empty can?
Yeah.
How am I getting the oil into that?
I thought you were going to
suck
it
in your mouth, spit into the can, well, and then we'll...
I'm sure there's some...
You figured out that there was a screw thing at the bottom that you would just drain it.
I can just... with a dagger. Or with my knife. Yeah.
All right, so you punch a hole in the oil pan, and it dribbles out. This is very, very dark, gritty.
It's going to get us a long way.
Yeah. There's so much metal in the oil that it... it's pretty heavy.
Every drop, like, thud.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than no oil, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we still don't know what's in those bottles.
Something weird.
It's kind of oily.
So then I'm going to go and I'm going to try and really carefully pour it into the van.
All right.
Hold on. Let's go try to see what's in those bottles. The quivering bottles.
But we have the oil now.
Yeah, but...
And that stuff was gross.
Yeah, but...
It looked like pus.
It was oil. Or black oil.
Do we want to listen to the guy who just ordered a bunch of cocaine?
After sticking his face in shit?
There's a huge smear of it, right?
he's still talking to you guys, and you're like, should we do this? And the kid's already like halfway walking back to the van. Like, what were we talking about?
All right, you're coming down.
No, I'm not.
You do it again?
Sure.
All right. This one doesn't heal you anymore.
Damn it.
But you're wired.
I feel like
it. You feel awesome. Woo!
They're sucking really fast. And, okay.
So is each one of these a pouch?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's you.
It's counted as two pouches of medicine.
Okay.
You have two left from your find.
Yeah.
This one, were you healed at full?
No.
Well, let's go ahead and heal yourself again. That's
okay.
Fine.
Now I'm full.
All right.
So,
yeah.
As I get back to the van, I'm going to be like, oh, I wonder what this tastes like. And nobody stops me.
Well, you're all the way ahead of us.
Yeah, I throw a rock in the back of your head like, no!
Put it down. Put it in the van.
What was I doing with this?
We're putting it in the van.
Oh, yeah.
Wait for us to get there.
Okay.
You probably can't reach, I'm guessing. No offense.
I'll help you.
He shoots by at the van.
Snatch it out of his hand. Yep. Spilling.
And then I walk
it
up, Kid, and hand him a beer.
An unopened beer?
An unopened beer, yeah.
Cool.
Drink this, you'll feel better.
You got any more of those?
No. And then I pull another one out and drink it.
All right, jump in and start the car.
Oh, yeah. Let's see what happens. This is your effort to fix it, so let's just see. Yeah, all right. It takes a couple tries, but eventually a massive cloud of blue-black smoke comes out of the tailpipe.
It's working!
And the engine seems like it's almost telling you, why? Why did you do this?
Why did you bring me back?
It's I'll purring better than it's ever purred before.
It sounds so happy.
All right.
Let's go. Yeah. Everybody in.
Shotgun.
Heading to the town, I guess.
We have a shotgun?
Sure.
No, I'm sitting shotgun. You're in the back. You can share your beer.
Yeah, help me set up this crib that we have.
All right. Everybody gets in. I floor it.
All right. You floor it. And it howls in pain as it's making its way down the road. And it takes you you're not able to get much faster than 20 miles an hour, and there's a terrific knocking coming from the engine.
Damn it.
And then, man, we're really cruising today.
But eventually you get close enough to town when there's a loud bang coming from the engine, and then anything that was in the engine falls to the ground below. And there is if you open the engine, you'll see that one of the rods is shot through the side. Yeah, it's bad. But your van comes to a stop, and you overlook... the road's turning in. See, there's a cluster of buildings made of found salvage materials. There is, oddly, there's a windmill up on a hill, and then there is a large warehouse-type structure, and there's a burned-down house surrounded by farmland, and then you see a lake ahead. Yes.
So I guess we get out of the van, start treading through the town.
Okay.
Yeah. Do we want to try to push it? To the town, or is that?
It looks like it's pretty fucked.
Steal another car later, right?
Yes. I pull out another beer, crack it open, and pour it out from the van.
All right. The
and dump truck is absolutely fucking appalling.
And then I pull out another beer, crack it open, and chug it.
You've got one left now.
I have zero left.
Oh, zero left.
Because I gave one to you.
Oh, that's right. I only drank half of it. It was a lot.
All right, just to remind you of the layout, we have you're on like a hill looking down slope at the small community of buildings that are all made of salvage material. So a windmill up on one of the hills. There's a burned farm in another one. There it looks like an old shrine of something or a church. Then you see at the very bottom of the hill, there's a lake. It's a lake that's really, really dark water and surrounded by more hills that are covered in trees.
If we push the van a little bit, can we coast it down the hill?
Yeah.
Might as well.
I mean, a couple of us will have to.
Yeah. Sure,
but I'll push.
The brake will still work, right? So.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's try it.
I'll help push.
We just have the kid push.
I can do it.
Yeah.
I got a strength 12.
Yeah, you're good.
One bulky kid.
I'll push two.
Okay.
We'll push together.
All right, so are you steering?
I guess so.
All right, so you guys push the van. The van starts rolling. Smoke's pouring out of the engine. And it starts going down the hill. To the point you guys can't keep up with it.
It's fine.
Yep.
It's just a distraction for us anyway.
All right, the brakes still continue to work as you come down to the bottom of the hill and you find yourself in the center of the community. As you're going, as you're speeding or moving down the hill, you see it's populated by, looks like, ordinary folks, most of which are... They're wearing rags or more bits of scavenge clothing. So there's one person's wearing a McDonald's uniform. Another person is wearing a postman's uniform with just boxer shorts. So you see a variety of... and some of the other people have stuff that's patched or stitched together. And they're all looking at you wide-eyed.
Well, get out of the van. Stand up. Nearly as tall as the van. Walk around. Oh, they're walking down the hill, I guess.
Okay.
Who's in the van? Anyone else? Or just
everyone else.
Okay. There.
And you get came to a stop in what would be in a D&D setting, a town square, but really it's just an area of old road that they kind of have not built on top of yet. And you still see faint yellow lines that go through the middle of it that might have passed this way before.
Does anybody want to buy a van?
Smoke still coming out of the engine.
100% works downhill.
mostly new.
Just has a hole in it.
Is there anyone around?
Yeah, you're all sorts of people around. They're all kind of gathering to look at you. And then one of them steps forward and says, and this is a person that is He's tall, skinny, jowls hang down to his chest. He has very long fingers and a wandering eye. He's kind of crooked, and he bends over. He says, "Have you come to help us?"
Yeah, we're not even there.
Help you buy a van.
What can I do to get you into this van today?
You sure you're not here to help us?
Help you what?
Well, we should take you to the mayor's house.
You want to go to the mayor's house?
Does he have another van?
Jacques is interested.
You guys are still walking down the hill. Mm-hmm.
Just got to wait for a friend.
Yeah, yeah. What do you need help with?
There's something that's menacing our people. Some strange thing, some monster.
Hey, dump truck, do you think they're going to sell our van?
They'll probably sell it for beer, and then Geek will drink all of it.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah. That'll make me kind of sad, though. I like that van.
I don't think we're going to get the van back.
Maybe they can fix
it. Oh, you guys
van.
Are walking.
No, yeah, we're walking down the hill. Yeah.
So we'll wait. Just kind of, I just look at these people, staring down at them. So what's this monster like?
There's a somebody comes up walking behind and clears his throat. There's no monster. And it's a short, rather heavy-set man.
All right, so we succeeded.
Yeah.
He's wearing a white tuxedo that with no shirt underneath. And you see the rolls of his body are hanging and greasy with his own excretions. He has a dark urine stain down the front of his white trousers. And he has polished white boots.
You must be the mayor.
Nope, I'm the constable, the sheriff even. And I can tell you there's no monster. Just a bunch of fear and loathing. You should probably be on your merry way.
Well,
we don't like strangers here.
We need to get our van fixed. So, if you can do that,
I'd say your van, just from standing over here and smelling it, is thoroughly fucked.
You mechanic?
Am I a mechanic? No.
Do you have a mechanic? I'd really like a second opinion.
We don't have anything like this in these here parts.
Yeah, all right. You want to buy a van?
Well, not too sure what I'd have of use for it. I already have a house. Although, you know, the...
Guest house.
The right. Smith family, they just had their house burned down the other night.
Oh, yeah?
The van does come with a urine-soaked mattress.
And a crib.
Thanks, Robert.
Well, I don't know about that. We should talk to the Smith family.
Smith? All right.
I haven't seen them yet. Their house burned down. We watched it. I'm sure some of them got away. Yep.
So we're just kind
of
sitting around, tapping our toes.
So where is
your way for us to get there? Okay.
Yeah.
So the Smiths, which way?
Well, I tell you, if you take a look up there on that thar hill,
uh-huh.
You see that smoking crater?
Yep.
That's where you'd find them, most likely.
How'd their house start on fire?
Oh, sure as hell, I don't know. Not my job to go put out fires.
Aren't you the sheriff?
I am the sheriff. I keep rabble rousers like you out of my here this here town.
So you think it was the monster that burned it down?
There's no such thing as a monster.
We're the guests, right?
So what you're saying is you're not a very good sheriff because we're in town.
I'm encouraging you. You're under my supervision for as long as you're standing here.
All right.
And then you guys walk into view, and the sheriff looks up at you and says, "Hoo-wee! I'm sorry, ma'am. You took my breath away. Is heaven missing an angel? Because I think one just fell to earth. What's your name, little lady?"
Dump truck.
He fans his face.
I walk up to him and hand him one of the expired condoms. You'll need this.
I have a feeling...
Don't give it away for free. Get some bullets out of it.
The first one's free.
Okay.
Madam Dump Truck, or should I call you Ms. Dump Truck?
Just Dump Truck.
Okay, Dump Truck. Might I take you on a tour through our fine town of Fester? And he cocks out an arm so you can take it.
Cocks out an arm.
All right, Dump Truck, you go with him, and while you're distracting him, we'll loot the town.
Whole fucking town.
Sure, I'll take the tour.
All right, do you take his arm?
Sure.
Wow, you see him. Well, you not only do you see it happen, but you smell it. His body just loses all of its liquid in one go. He's so nervous and excited, and it's just running down his face. It looks like he's reduced his body mass by a millimeter in every direction. And there's a puddle on the ground underneath his feet. If you'll come with me, man. Now, right over there, you can see is the Eye of God.
What's he pointing to?
He's pointing to the lake. See, it's all... looks. God's looking up. He lives under the earth. And we're proud to have him here.
Uh-huh. All right. While she's walking with the one arm on him, her other arm is just kind of twirling her bike chain. Somewhat menacingly.
All right. You know, I've never used butt beads of that size and caliber before, but I'd let you start me like a lawnmower.
At this point, she removes her arm from his.
I apologize. Sometimes I let my feelings get in the way of common sense. I'll make sure that I keep my bedwords to myself.
You do that.
Now, over here, you'll see up that's a Smith farm that's all burned down. I didn't do anything to help that at all. Not my job. Over there, you can see the old church of something or other. Just up there in that hill, there you said. Pastor came in town preaching about the end times. We set him on his way. And then up there is a miller's place. Grinds all of our chia seed. We have a lot of chia seed. It's what we grow here. It's full of omega-3 and other nutrients. And then you can see there's the mayor's house. Yeah. And he has not actually walked anywhere. He's kind of been walking around in circles pointing at things. And that's our little town of Fester. So what brings you here, ma'am?
Well, we're passing through, and this is our van broke down.
That's a crying shame. You know, I might know of a mechanic to help you.
Is that right?
Is this your boy?
He's no adopted.
I was going to say
my family's dead.
Oh, well, that sure is a thing, ain't it?
Yes.
Like a lawnmower. Anyway, there it goes again. My libido, my mojo, getting in the way of good common sense. Don't now ruin yourself there, Johnny. Don't ruin it. He pulls himself together. Well, tell you what, we should get the mayor in on this and see if we can get you a place to stay. I'm sure we can clear out one of these no-good knuckle-draggers out of their home to give you a spot. Well, you know what? I happen to have extra room in my house. Now, not for all of you, but for you and, of course, your son.
Not her sons.
Okay.
Oh, cool. I'm going to go check out this eyeball.
I'll go with you.
And she then wanders over and puts her arm around Mad Melvin and gives him a peck on the cheek. Sorry.
Oh, you are one lucky man. And she's looking up at all 7 foot 9 inches of you. You just take care.
I guess I can't kiss her on the cheek.
Yeah, right. No.
Don't you go breaking her heart. I'll find you.
You can.
And make sure your bed words are sweet.
Always.
Now, the mayor. Right. So he starts waddling off to go talk to the mayor. You're going to go do what?
Kid, come back.
Oh, okay. I was just walking towards the lake. I've never seen a giant eyeball before. Why do we have to talk to the mayor?
He's going to get a place to stay. He said he knows a mechanic.
Well, I know a mechanic, and the other guy said... Well, I didn't hear that. About the monster.
We'll go talk to the mayor.
Okay. He goes up to the mayor, and after a few moments, the door opens up, and there are four young, oiled men that are holding aloft a... looks like a single bed, just carrying it, and the mayor is pouring off the edges of it. He is currently... got a jug of buttermilk, and he's got a ham in his other hand, and he's eating the ham and chasing the buttermilk as he's being hefted out onto the street by the four straight on the backs of four not really attractive young men. that are covered in bacon grease. You can tell because it smells of bacon grease.
Check his basement for halflings.
And he looks up at you and says, "You've come. We are in dire times. He says. He wipes the buttermilk from his face and tucks the ham somewhere else. And he taps his buttermilk and sets it in front of him. He says, boys, settle me here. Our God has sent you as saviors, strapping people filled with potential and with a baby to boot."
Well, Jock is God, so...
He led you here, then.
Yes, he must have led us here.
But, we are in deep trouble, my friends. Deep trouble. Contrary to what Sheriff Johnny here says, and I know he's not a believer, and the sheriff kicks his feet, stares at the ground, something has been harassing our community. While the Millers lost their son, the Johnson family lost their dog. We've lost a couple of our lizard cocks, just up and disappeared.
Those are hard to misplace. So.
Lizard cocks.
Yes, the lizard cock.
Well,
is a lizard a cock? A penis of a lizard?
No,
like, they
don't
have penises. That would be... on the outside, right? So like. Or is it like half of a lizard, half of a chicken? Because I've seen one of those before.
And then has a giant cock on it?
Well, lizard cocks are they're a food animal. We don't like to keep them as pets. They're a little too aggressive. But they're about this big, about the size of this and that. And they have sporadic feathers here and there and scales. And they've got two little legs and long tails. And when they get upset, they balloon out this crusty type thing. We keep them in a pen. They're good eating. They do turn your insides to molten lava if you eat too much of them. And I should know. Shouldn't I, boys? Yes, Mayor.
And you said two of them disappeared.
Yeah.
From the pen?
From the pen.
Completely disappeared, or were they something killed them?
Well, I didn't look too closely. My boys couldn't get me low enough to the ground to take a look. But perhaps you could. The sheriff refused. Didn't you, Johnny?
Refused.
Yes, Mayor.
So do you think this monster also burned down the Smith's house?
Ooh. The Smith's house? Burned down?
You didn't hear
Johnny, why didn't you do something about that? Not my job.
What is his job?
I'm the sheriff.
He's not an arson investigator, obviously.
That's the mayor.
Mayor says, well, he's a sheriff.
You might want to invest in a firefighter, at least one.
That is good. See, God has sent you to us to lift us from squalor and debased living. Hasn't he, people? And the entire village says as one, yes, mayor. Yes, God has sent us.
Yes, praise Jacques. Now hold up the baby.
A few people say praise Jacques Henry.
Well, what can you offer us if we figure out what's going on with your chickens and?
Well, aside from the eternal gratitude of our community, I can give you this. I have a box of bullets that I'm never going to use. I'd say there's got to be at least 100 bullets inside.
100 bullets. A lot of bullets.
If you could deal with this monstrous infestation and bring proof that you have done the deed, and perhaps if this monster did in fact burn down that house, we could put their spirits to rest.
Psst. I don't think bullets will make our car go.
No, they won't. How about we take the bullets,
makes me sad,
and then you fix our car too.
Or we shoot you with your bullets.
Oh, that. Let me confer with my sheriff. The sheriff starts saying, "There is no monster." And they go back and forth a few times. And sure enough, he says, "Yes, we will be happy to fix your conveyance and give you the box of bullets.
But can you fix our van?"
Yes.
Okay.
We could get it to go again.
Sounds good.
Show me these cocks.
So whip out your lizard cocks.
He says, boys.
Don't say that to the sheriff.
To the back of the house. And the four boys carrying the single bed march around to the back of the house.
Follow them.
And there you see as a pen, fenced in, wire fence pen, with a little coop in the back. That's home to 10 things that are about the size of chickens. There are some curious, weird... It's like Tyrannosaurus Rexes became chickens, and now they're turning back into the dinosaurs.
So I'll start looking around the grounds.
All right. Yeah, you start looking around the ground. And you, what's your perception score?
11.
You look around, and you find there are some unusual prints in the dusty dirt, and they are three-toed, with a fourth toe coming off the back. You see they kind of move around in one area, and they appear inside of the pen, but it doesn't seem like there's any sign of them coming or going.
Does this look familiar to anybody? These tracks?
Sounds like bird tracks.
They must be lizard cock tracks.
Yeah, it looks like lizard cocks.
They're bigger than the lizard cocks themselves.
So it looks like big lizard cocks.
Maybe one got out
lizard
and then
boners.
got big before it could be slaughtered.
The lizard cocks are all looking at you with suspicion and the beady eyes.
I think they like you.
We could follow these tracks.
Oh, they don't go anywhere. They just appear in the area.
You set watches?
It's... Set watches?
On the lizard chickens.
Did they?
Or lizard cocks?
No, they just disappeared just yesterday. There should still be 10.
And there's 8.
And there are...
There are 8.
So that's...
Well, it's close enough to 10.
It's close to 10, yes.
Or did 2 more disappear?
I think that's what happened. The sheriff is standing really close to you.
Of course he is.
I get him in a minute. Look down, sheriff.
He steps away.
Let's go look at this house.
Yeah.
All right.
Then we'll go to the lake afterwards.
Okay. Also, I heard about a dog.
There's a dog?
Yeah, there was a dog.
Was it the Miller family lost the son and the...
Lost an ox.
Someone else
the
lost
Johnson family lost the dog.
Johnson's lost the dog.
You don't know it's dead.
Miller's lost the son. Okay.
It's probably dead.
Let's go find the dog.
Okay, we can go to the house.
All right, so unlike everything else that's in this community that's made of, like, cardboard and wood and corrugated steel, all this other kind of stuff that she says, all cobbled together to make the buildings. This place looks like it was once an actual building, maybe even a farmhouse of some kind. But it's burned down. And there's part of a wall that's still standing. There's cellar doors that go underneath, but they're still closed. Place is still kind of warm.
Open up those cellar doors.
Okay. You pull up the cellar doors, and you're hit with an odor of decomposition, rotting meat.
Okay. Well, something died here.
Well, let's check it out.
Okay.
Bust out those lights.
Turn on the Christmas lights.
All right, you plug them back in, and you're glowing. Red, green, purple, blue, yellow. They start flickering and dancing as you're making your way down the stairs. You get out of the root cellar, and you see that there is on the floor the body of a young woman. Her throat has been slit, and she's got her hands over her face. She's wearing a pretty pink dress that's spattered in blood.
Not done by a fire.
Yeah.
No, and also not one of the missing people. So this is a different crime.
Maybe she's one of the Millers.
They weren't missing a...
Sheriff said he hasn't seen him.
We don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. And she also has defensive wounds in her hands and forearms.
You're right.
Like
fire slit her throat.
Something like a blade.
Blade.
Yeah, and you also see as you're kind of getting closer and looking that she's been stabbed maybe 5 or 6 times.
Did the sheriff come with us?
No.
Anybody? No.
So is there anything that's giving the hint of rotting meat, or is it the girl?
It's her.
It's her? Okay.
Yeah, she's been dead for probably 12 hours.
Okay.
In a nice warm basement.
So someone killed her, set the fire to cover it up.
and then killed all the Smiths?
Well, we don't know what happened to the Smiths.
Oh, that's true. Maybe it was the Smiths that killed her.
Is that all that's in this cellar?
There are plenty of canned vegetables and fruits. You find at least... Well, you actually only find 6 units of food that you can eat. Some, the rest of it either is way too old.
Is there anything else identifying about this girl other than the pink dress?
She looked kind of pretty. Long brown hair.
How old?
Maybe 14.
And nothing else of interest in here?
No. It's a lot of spoiled food and a couple cans of peaches.
Did the sheriff follow us here, or are they still back there?
They're still back there.
Well, let's take her back, see if anyone knows her. Go through the rest of the house, maybe find out how the fire was started.
Yeah. Let's look around the house. Really.
Okay. Give me a perception roll with one bane.
Now, we're the arson inspectors.
Nope.
You got a 14.
14 is good enough. You smell gasoline everywhere. It's very faint, but it's very present. As you're kind of picking your way through the burned remnants of the upstairs, floors didn't burn through, although it's everywhere. So it's a little dangerous. But in the house, in the ruins, you find the charred remains of a couple more bodies. But they're too burned for you to identify who or what they were. You think you count 3 bodies total?
16. Give me anything else?
That's all you find. Well, the 16 will tell you that one of the bodies was smaller than the other two.
Well, let's go talk to the town folks, see if they know anything about this girl.
Yeah.
So go into the town.
Okay. Most as you guys are going back to the town proper, you see that most people that have gathered around. Some of them are hanging around the van looking at it, but most people have gone back to their regular business.
Do I see that old man that was talking to me originally when I came in?
No. You do see that there are some of the people that are here display some unusual physical characteristics. Not quite as profound as the ones you fought back at the gas station. But some people have, like, an extra eye or weirdly colored hair that's not dyed, that couldn't, like, either translucent or golden. You see somebody has a patch of scales in the back of their arm. Nothing's major, but there's enough of it around.
That's pretty normal for villagers?
No, not really. Mutants tend to be... They're not really tolerated amongst human settlements, and therefore mutants tend to live deeper in the wastes.
Have they been reacting to him?
I don't know. They look normal to me.
No one said anything about him.
Okay.
When you get back to the center of the town where you left the mayor and the sheriff, you see the sheriff has got... He's painting a picture of a dump truck on the street using chalk.
It's a pretty good likeness.
It's a lewd picture.
Very good likeness.
Very good likeness.
Yeah, it's really good likeness.
Like, how did he know about that scar?
And the birthmark?
I only know about that by accident.
He stops when he sees you approach and scurries off. Despite the fact you're carrying a body.
Sheriff. Okay.
Hey, Sheriff.
He stops. Yes, my duck?
Come on over here.
He comes forward. What is that you have there? What in the world is that? Well, that's Little Sally.
Little Sally?
It's a girl, Sheriff.
Who's Little Sally?
Why, she was a daughter of the Smith family, the eldest.
Is the Smith family the one that had the burn house?
Yeah. Who could have done such a terrible thing?
How many people were in the Smith family?
Well, there's a Mama Smith, Papa Smith, Little Rudy Smith, and Ralphie Smith.
And Sally was...
The eldest.
So there were 5.
Yes.
So,
and we found 3 burned bodies.
Yep.
Anyone know who was friends with Rudy or Ralphie?
Well, Miller's boys and kids, I think they played all together.
Where are they at?
They're up to the windmill.
They're the ones with the dog.
No, that's the one with the boy.
Johnson's. Oh, there's a boy missing?
Yeah.
Who is the dog?
Johnson's.
Johnson's.
I'm pretty sure everybody has a dog.
Just because they don't own a dog.
Yeah. It's true.
They're missing out.
Uh-huh.
Well, she's dead.
Surprise, she's dead.
And it wasn't the fire that killed her.
Nope. Who's got a knife? You got a knife?
I've got a knife.
I'm the killer.
I'm the killer. Mystery solved.
I can tell you, well, it's not really that hard to do that to somebody.
We're also missing one Smith, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep.
It's awfully suspicious.
Uh-huh.
How old were the Smith boys?
Well, let me think. What was I doing when the other one was born? Oh, that's right. I was dating Mad Margaret.
That's my mama.
You never heard
that? They look really similar. Daddy?
No, so that was true. Little Rudy was what was that kid's name?
Rudy and Ralphie.
Ralphie's 12, and Rudy was 8. Is 8. I don't know.
That second body, the third body that we found, did it look like an 8 or a 12 year old?
You break out your measuring stick.
Yes.
And you probably say it's probably closer to the 8 side rather than the 12.
All right, so we're missing Ralphie. Let's go see the Millers.
Oh, he may have survived the fire and gone to the Miller's house. Yeah. He was friends with their kids.
Stay safe.
Alrighty then. Of course, I'll see to her being properly buried and whatnot.
Oh, now it's your job to do stuff?
Well, I feel a little guilty for...
Because you did it?
Because not doing anything?
Not doing it.
Burning alive and being stabbed in their basement?
Well, you know, you can't be everywhere at once.
You were there watching it, he said.
It was pretty.
Just like Duck, huh?
Just like Duck.
Well, while you're dealing with bodies, there's 3 more in the ruins of the house.
Oh, I got to see if I can dig up some volunteers.
That's a little too soon.
I mean, in his defense, fire is pretty.
It is. Jock loves fire. Let's go see the Millers.
Hey, by the way, Sheriff, is there anywhere around here with a supply of gasoline?
Ooh. Well?
Because once we fix our truck, we may need some.
Yeah, I think we probably got some gasoline. Some petrol, as they would say, across the pond.
Wait, there are people across the pond? We can see across the pond. There's nobody over there.
Well, it's funny you mention that. Sometimes at night, there's some nights up in our hills.
Wait, in the hills or on the other side of the pond?
Well, on the other side of the pond, there are hills. That's what those green things look like. They're sticking up out of the ground. We call those hills, kid.
I haven't been to school.
You haven't been seeing to your kid's education, have you?
I taught him everything I knew.
I learned a lot on my own, like how to kill people.
He's a very natural at it.
No, it took practice.
You make it look easy.
That's true. What kind of lights?
Go up to them.
Like his lights?
No, it's a more constant.
Her lights, my bad.
Like a white glow.
You've never gone to look?
Oh, that's not my job. I police this town. That's not in this town.
He's got a point.
Well, point is out where the light shows up.
It's over there somewhere. I'm sure you'll see it at night. Right. Oh, God. Why do you test us so?
Should we go to the Miller house?
I don't know.
Miller's,
okay. You climb back up the hill, and you find yourselves in front of the windmill, which really is not like a Frankenstein's monster windmill, but it's more like a Western metal fabric with thing with a,
pumping water.
Yeah, for pumping water. And you see that up behind the house. It is another farmhouse, also relatively intact. It's been patched with car doors and sheet metal and stuff like that, but it's in pretty good shape. As you get closer, there are toys scattered all over the front yard. There's a woman sitting in a rocker, and she has got a baby in her lap. She's smoking a cigarette. And then you see there are 3 other filthy, grubby children playing out front. And then you hear some shouting coming from in the house.
How big are the kids?
They are of an indeterminate age. They're probably in the vicinity of 7 to 13. Not really clear because they're so filthy.
Say, hey, one of you Ralphie?
Who's Ralphie?
From Smith. The Smith family.
Me? One of the kids says, one child comes forward looking all innocent beneath the grit. And she's got her hair is kind of glued into pigtails, shaped into pigtails because of the filth. And she looks up at you with almost a sweet expression and says, fuck Ralphie.
You're not Ralphie?
Fuck him.
What? You mean?
The other older girl goes and drags her away. Ralphie's very mean to her. He throws stones at her. He calls her a troglodyte. I don't know what a troglodyte means.
Go get your mom and daddy.
Mama's right up there.
Inside the house.
You break your leg? She's right there.
She's one sitting on the porch. Oh. Okay.
She's got a baby glued to her teat.
Like, actually glued?
Glued. Yeah, literally glued.
It's like, she's got the Gorilla Glue, like, right on the porch.
Yeah. I walk over up to her. Say, afternoon.
Yeah.
How do, ma'am?
Sam! She calls out. The baby's still suckling. She lights up another cigarette off the lit, end of the other one. She flicks it into her yard.
In the yard?
Yeah. At one of her kids. Sam! And then the door opens up. And there's a 6-foot-tall man. He's wearing a tank top. It's stained. It looks like you see the faded words of Jim Beam on the front. He's wearing blue jeans. He's got a pot belly, the blue jeans, and the ass torn out of them. And he is really, really drunk. What you want, strangers?
You know the Smiths? Point to the house.
Oh, yeah. No good people.
No good people?
They don't teach their kids right. You know what you do with a kid that's misbehaving? You beat the shit out of him. You hit them as hard as you can until you can't hit them anymore. And if they live through it, they'll be learned. If they don't live through it, you've solved yourself the problem. Smiths let their kids run wild.
Well, you don't need to worry about that because they're dead. So.
Oh, well. But that's a big weight off my shoulders.
Looks to me like they finally took your advice.
Do you know what happened?
I was going to say, we heard you'd lost a daughter, too?
No, I lost my son.
You lost your son.
Yeah.
What happened? Did he misbehave?
The woman says he didn't like his papa beating on him and what he did. So what he do, yep, and do, he ran away.
Nice. Ran away.
Good riddance.
You know where he ran to?
No. You see him. Tell him he ain't coming home. He ain't welcome here. And she moves the baby from one swollen breast to the other.
Where would he have run to? Where the kids hang out around here.
Pa takes another swig off his bottle of rot gut. So, I don't know. Maybe go live with those mutants. They're all mutants down there. Can't abide their kind. They're but not you godly.
Do, but you do work
I
for
look
them?
Down at him.
Both my eye socks just turn towards him.
It's like he can't even see him.
Right?
Is there anything that's not on fire?
Well, they're talking to him. I'm going to go talk to one of the little girl with the pigtails.
Yeah.
Say, do you know what happened to your brother?
Yeah.
And what is that?
Papa beat the crap out of him. Uh-huh. He ran away. Think he's probably went to go hook up with those soldiers that were coming through this town just yesterday, the day before.
Those soldiers? There were soldiers here?
Yeah. Should have seen. They're all scary looking.
What did they say they were part of any sort of group?
Oh, they didn't talk to us. They kind of moved all secret-like, avoid the attention of Ma and Pa.
Right.
Guess they were afraid of getting their butts whooped, too.
Yeah. Yeah, your dad seems like a real asshole.
tough asshole.
Well, do you think he might have run off somewhere else, a place he likes to hide or anything like that?
I don't know. I ain't my brother's keeper. Isn't that what they say in the good book?
Something like that.
It's not what Jacques says, but...
I
Because he's a baby.
Because he's a baby. he doesn't say much.
He's a flamethrower.
Yeah, except for flames.
Was he friends with Ralphie?
Yeah, he was.
So he's probably a son of a bitch too, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Was he friends with, I forget the girl's name already.
He was Sally? Sweet on Sally.
Oh, was he now?
He was so sweet on her. He had pictures of her and everything in his room.
Interesting.
Does he like dogs?
I don't know.
What about lizard cocks?
Well, who doesn't like a good pulsing lizard cock?
How do you prepare a lizard cock?
Well, the trick is you gotta grab him right under the neck, you know, where that head kind of comes down. You gotta grab him real tight around that and just shake him. And usually, right before they die, they just evacuate their bowels. That's when you can stop shaking. Then just cook them, boil them. Put them in a stew.
Good to know. You know where the these soldiers went?
I only saw them for a brief. I was spying on my brother and his tryst meetup, whatever they call it, with Miss Sally. Exactly. And
yesterday?
I saw. Yeah.
Where were they meeting?
They met. Yeah, I know where they met. I could take you there.
Okay. All right.
Hey. Will you take me with you? I don't like getting beaten either.
Yep.
How old is she?
As long as you take one bath,
six.
At least.
Sure.
Yeah.
As long as what?
As long as you promise to take a bath.
What's a bath?
We just dump water on you and get some of that mud off.
Okay. It's not mud. It's like that stuff right there in his ear.